News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, savings being generated by the Injuries Resolution Board not being seen by policyholders. That's according to Brian Hanley, CEO Alliance for Insurance Reform, who joins us now. Brian, tell us what's happening here.
Yeah, I think we've had a pretty significant report out from the Injuries Board today. And really what it does is it shows the effectiveness of it as a means of resolving claims. And they're saving significant amounts of money and taking that out of the claims process. But it is not being passed on to policyholders. I mean, you know, they've reduced legal costs by 74 million last year alone. We know the report tells us the volume of claims is down by a third and, importantly, is down consistently for 3 years now post-COVID. And thanks to the personal injury guidelines, awards are down by a third. Now, I think it's important to note there that awards in Ireland are still a good deal higher than every other country in Europe. And the big concern we have is that the government is actually considering increasing them by 17%.
Yeah, what's that? Sorry, I don't mean to sound glib with the question, but there's no other way of phrasing it. What is that about?
It's a huge concern. I mean, it was built into the legislation that brought in the guidelines that would be reviewed every 3 years. But we're still at a point. That doesn't mean it has to go up. And I think by the Judicial Council's own admission, there was insufficient data for a full review. So they have just linked this to inflation. But special damages already tracks inflation, so people aren't out of pocket because they shouldn't be in terms of receipts for medical costs or loss of salary. But here we're talking about awards for pain and suffering that are the highest in Europe, that a report only in 2019 said was 440% higher, the awards, than in England, our nearest neighbour. And they're looking to increase these already high awards at a time when premiums are going up. I mean, every driver in the country sees what's happening to their car insurance, and it's no different for businesses, community groups, and so on. So if they introduce this increase, it is desperately bad news for policyholders at a time when we have a cost of living crisis.
And tell us why the savings being generated by the Injuries Resolution Board, and I think we all agree it has worked well, that board, why are we not seeing those being passed on to policyholders?
Well, ultimately, it seems that insurers are prioritising profits over policyholders. You know, they're not putting premiums up, you know, on sufferance. You know, the last data we had from the central bank was showing that this is a time of record profitability for insurers. They're making more than double the international norms in their public liability portfolio of like 13% as a profit margin when a good international average is 5%. And so, yes, we are absolutely concerned about the increase in awards. But, you know, the new action plan for insurance reform that is due out soon really needs to take action to ensure that savings are passed on. I think what we'd also like to see is, and the report bears it out, we'd like to see more cases settling at the Injuries Board.
Yeah.
Because it is a far more effective, efficient, you know, you'll get, and we know too, people can be reassured that like awards are just the same, they're based on the same guidelines, and we know now that awards are the same whether you settle in the Injuries Board or you settle in litigation, but you'll get the money in half the time. And bear in mind too, Shane, if you settle in the litigation channel, you're adding in huge legal expenses which virtually double the cost of settling the claim.
Final question, briefly, Brian, who needs to drive this? Is this the government?
Absolutely. There's a major decision for the Cabinet next Tuesday about whether they're going to increase premiums by increasing personal injury awards, where they're already far higher than anywhere else.
Okay. All right. Brian Hanley, CEO of Alliance for Insurance Reform. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Now, still.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.